Syracuse's police chief says multiple homicides over the past few weekends are more likely connected to gang activity and drugs and not police reform protests. The city's homicides for the year is now 17. Chief Kenton Buckner says detectives have solved 10 of the cases thanks to information provided by the public.
Our community has done a great job of assisting us in many of these cases. We pride ourselves on our homicide clearance rate, but we prefer not to have homicides in the first place.
A total of 9 people were shot this weekend and 2 died. He reminds residents they can always provide anonymous tips. Buckner says officers responded to 5 active scenes over the weekend and police resources were stretched. Buckner says as an urban center, he's not surprised when bad things happen.
This is a tough city on a good day. So I think that we're seeing some of the same uptick that we've seen in much of central New York and even across our state. As our brothers and sisters down in the city, they're having challenges. Violent crime is up everywhere. And I think that Syracuse is just reflective of a national trend of where we're seeing spikes in violent crime.
33-year-old Pedro Ayala Clemente died from a gunshot wound to the head in an incident that happened 2 weeks ago. The police chief is sending his condolences to all families affected by the violence. Anyone with information on current investigations is asked to call police at 315-442-5222. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.